Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Angry parents did not hold back Tuesday night when they let the school board know they did not like their policy of serving tuna fish meals to kids who fell behind on their lunch payments. Elizabeth Eidler is one of many who thought the alternate lunch was a way to shame students.
It seems incredibly wrong to penalize the students for the parents' mistakes.
School district spokesperson Barbara Wilson says their revised policy is making those mandated tuna lunches a thing of the past.
No longer will we be serving students an alternate lunch. Any student whose account is in arrears will now receive the meal of the day.
Wilson says students behind on their payments still run the risk of losing after-school privileges, but they will work with families to help them pay off their school lunch debt. But Eidler says she does not think that does enough.
I don't understand why they haven't taken donations. I know a number of citizens have offered to cover the lunch debt in full, but they seem very eager to hunt down specific parents to collect the money from them personally.
The Cherry Hill School Board says the district has accrued tens of thousands of lunch debt from students over the last few years. Justin Udo, KYW News Radio.